Baseball 2020 is underway today. My goodness, Raph and I, this is our 16th year together and my 23rd year talking baseball here in the Bay Area. And it is a new year, and believe me, it's a new life for the San Francisco Giants, new energy, and a lot of things have changed, which you're going to see as we go through spring training and hear from different coaches and players and the way they're doing things. But to bring you up to date on today, the game was supposed to start at local time for me, which would have been 1 o'clock local time. Of course, I'm an hour ahead of you. But we've had tremendous rain here starting about 4 a.m. and still a little bit drizzly, but it looks like it's clearing up. So they changed the time of the game from 1 o'clock local time here to 3:15 local. So for anyone listening to me in the Bay Area, I'm an hour ahead of you, and the game will start at 2:15 Pacific time. And that will be the Giants and the Dodgers today. Why do they do things like this down here? Well, baseball is a big business. And even though if this was sort of, a game that could be rescheduled or made up or something like that, I think they would have. But being that it's Giants-Dodgers, and I know they've sold a lot of tickets for today's game, the Dodgers are televising this today, they're going to do everything they can because there's no makeups down here. Once the game is rained out, that's it. You can't recoup anything about the revenue or the ticket sales or anything else. So they're going to do everything they can to get in an official game here. But it is Giants-Dodgers. It's the beginning of 2020. I've been on a lot of shows this week, and I'm glad to be the voice of KNBR down here. I know Adam Copeland is coming down tomorrow. It'll be good to see him. I'll be over in Mesa tomorrow for A's and Giants. At a normal time, we'll start at 10 a.m. Pacific, and, of course, normal game time tomorrow. Weather should be good. But Murph and Macker will be down here next week, and they do a great job, of course, of getting everybody on air. But it's really good to be back. It's been interesting being down here. Look, the winter of baseball, and I always say this, once the games start, people, you know, are interested in the games and who's going to pitch and who's going to hit and who's the phenom that's going to break through and whose swing was tweaked there, who now can get the fastball up in the zone and the curveball in the strike zone in the right spot. We wait for that. But, of course, over the winter, we've got story after story after story, and we'll touch on it a little bit today as we go through the show. With the Astros sign stealing and Rob Manfred and how he's handling all this. What happened to the baseball PR department? My goodness, where are they? Every day he says something that's worse than what he said the day before. So we got that to touch on. Mookie Betts is now in the National League West. How about that? With the Dodgers, Madison Bumgarner is an Arizona Diamondback. And Gabe Kapler is the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And fans, I will tell you this, and we'll have good guests on today. Henry Schulman will be with us, Bruce Jenkins, Paul White from back east will bring us up to date on things going around baseball. But Gabe Kapler is the manager, and it is night and day from the Bruce Bochy regime, let's call it that, of 2008 until last year for the Hall of Fame manager. Kapler, very positive. Everything is going great. He's a player still. He still is a player, protects the players, and everything is going great. He's got a coaching staff of about 15 people. Terrific people. I must tell you that. Everyone I've met on the coaching staff is terrific. They don't have much major league experience, but the difference in what is going on now, there is going to be teaching at the major league level. And the coaching staff is going to have to learn how to coach at the major league level as well. And that is the big change. The manager's only got 2 years in as a major league manager. Did not have tremendous success with the Philadelphia Phillies. Was let go after his second year. Basically a 500 manager. However, the Phillies had players. And the Phillies organization, a different kettle of fish than what he walked into here. He's given complete autonomy to get his coaches. He's chosen coaches other than Ron Wotus, and thank God Woe is back. But everyone he's chosen has a very, very, very little major league experience, if any. And he basically controls what's going on with the coaching staff. Farhan, of course, chose Gabe Kapler. He knew him for many, many years and has given him autonomy to run this baseball team. So a lot of that is going on. The other part of it is, what should we expect in 2020? This is an organization that's not going to go out and spend any money on free agency, any significant money. Wilmer Flores is here. Yomer Sanchez is here as a non-roster invitee who, where do you see this guy play? He's a Gold Glove second baseman. And Flores is a very good hitter. He was with the Mets, of course. I think he was with Arizona for a period of time last year and hit the heck out of the ball against the Giants. He's basically a right-handed hitter who crushes left-handed pitching. And I asked around, I said, well, what's his best position? And they said hitting. So that tells you a little bit about him. So that's a free agent sign that that they have a lot of non-roster players. But this is going to be a year of the coaching staff learning how to coach at the major league level, at Gabe Kapler learning how to manage in San Francisco at Oracle Park, different than Citizens Bank Park. And also it's going to be a year of sifting through the organization's players at the major league level and the triple A level. There must be 70 players in camp. And the one thing about this camp that's going on, there are a lot of players, and I've said this on the shows. I was on the Krugcast with Larry, which is terrific on YouTube, the Splash Podcast with Henry Schulman for the Chronicle, and I was on with Pop yesterday and Dieter this week, and I was on with Dennis O'Donnell. This was a big week, big week. So at Channel 5 on Sunday night. But what they're doing is they have a lot of players who have not shown that they're going to be outstanding or really competent, even major league players. And they have a lot of players who've shown that they may not be the worst major league players at all. They're kind of in the middle. So what they've got to do is they've got to sift through the organization and figure out who's in the middle, who's going to be a player who they cannot count on, and who will be a player that can be counted on as this organization goes forward into 2021 and 2022. And that's, I think, the theme of what this year is going to be about. We're going to go through, I'm sure, on this show today and bring you up to date on spring training and some of the competition that's going on in the jobs here. There are a ton of relievers, a ton of left-handed relievers, a bunch of infielders, utility players, a number of catchers. The second catching job is up for grabs now that Aramis Garcia is out for the year. There's a young kid, Brantley, who caught a little bit in the Philly system. Looks pretty good. Heineman is here. He was with the Marlins minor leagues. Reminds me a little bit of Fedorovich. He's here. So that's kind of up for grabs. But there are a lot of starting pitchers, maybe 10 or 12, including today's starting pitcher, Derek Rodriguez. But you got Samardzija and Cueto, and Drew Smyly is now here, left-hander, 30 years old, coming back from Tommy John. And this should be the year that he breaks through and is back to the way he can pitch. Kevin Gausman, who is 29 years old and was an original Oriole. Then he went to the Braves and had, God, about three months of outstanding pitching. Then he got hurt, came back, and was awful. Went to the Reds last year and was very effective out of the bullpen. It's 97 out of his hand, and we'll see where he fits in. So we've got a lot of that, and then we've got Tyson Ross here, Trevor Cahill, Tyler Anderson coming back from a knee injury, used to be with Colorado. And then you got Andy Suarez, and you've got Derek Rodriguez. You've got Connor Menez, and Sean Anderson, I think, will be in the bullpen. So you got a lot of that going on as well. On top of that, which makes the camp fun, it really makes the camp fun because the veterans are into it. Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria, Brandon Crawford, Posey, Pence is back, Sandoval is here, and they're into the new energy. There are drills going on every single day, a lot of fundamental drills. They want to make this a very good baseball team. And they're taking everyone's swing apart, their fielding proficiency apart, their pitching apart, and like going to sort of the Mayo Clinic, they're saying these are all the things that you have to do to be successful. Now the question is, can they do it? And how do they come up with all these things? Through analytics. They've got videotape everywhere in the camp. And then the coaches break it down, and then they have player personnel meetings the next day and tell you what you did and what you didn't do. They have it at batting practice and all that. So they're trying their best to get the most out of the veterans and the most that they can get out of these players who are in the middle, which makes it interesting. It makes it interesting. There's no grass growing under anyone's feet down here. And that's the one thing about the camp that I like. There's a lot of movement, a lot of energy. Everyone's into it, and they all want to get better. Now, the big question is, can they get better? And that's the story of what a baseball season is all about. That's the mosaic. I've said it. Those are the tiles that we put together, what the picture is going to look like. But with a new manager and with a new coaching staff and new way of doing things, everything is measured through analytics, everything they do. And now it's a question of putting that into practice in a major league game. So we'll see how it works out. But that's what we should expect this year. A lot of player movement, a lot of up and down to Sacramento again, a lot of competition for jobs, a lot of veterans pushing some people like a Derek Rodriguez and Andy Suarez. People like that have got to step up and show that they belong in the big leagues. And that'll be a big part of 2020. But clearly, they're very excited about what's coming in 2021 and 22. And Hunter Bishop and, of course, Joey Bart is in this camp. Sean Jelly. We're going to go through a lot of names of young players who will be part of this new generation, and I'll even call it the new dynasty, if you want to call it that, of the San Francisco Giants. There's a lot of names that you're going to hear. You may not hear them in this camp, but they're going to be in the minor league camp, and they are very close to being part of the Giants, maybe not this year, but next year, and that's what they're building towards. So that's sort of an overview of spring training. I hope we'll get this game in. The grounds crew is on the field. The tarp is still on the field, and they are using the special magic dust, as they like to call it, to get some of those puddles around the warning track in the outfield and also around the dugouts right now. And as I say, if there is no big storm coming in over the next hour or two, we should be able to get this game underway about 2 hours from now, and Derek Rodriguez will be on the hill. So that's our story from spring training. It's been an exciting almost 2 weeks now for me. There's a lot of good energy in the camp. There's a lot of hustle in the camp, and there's a lot of newness in the camp. And for a team that is supposed to win 68 to 70 games, you'd never know it from walking in the clubhouse or talking to the players or just watching their performance on the field. You would never know that that is the projection for this team. So we'll see where it all goes. But that's the story of what we have going on right now. All right, we'll be back. We'll take a break here. I see there's one Dodger in the dugout already, so that's a good sign that we're going to have baseball today. But we'll be back. Paul White's going to join us to start off our 2020 coverage. Of course, Paul, the originator of the USA Today Baseball Weekly. Love having him on, and we'll chat with him a little bit. We've got a good show for you. We'll bring you up to date on some of our new restaurants. There's one, the Wharf, the Tides Restaurant, at the Wharf. In Bodega Bay, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. And the Tides Wharf is one of the great restaurants up in Bodega Bay, and I'm going to tell you more about that. Gene Bogato has been a dear friend of ours, and that's his restaurant, and the Inn at the Tides up there. There's so much to talk about, and we'll get you up to date on that and some of the other things that we have going on. We've got Mardi Gras, which unfortunately is sold out, so Rick Belson did a great job of that on April the 2nd. At Original Joe's in San Francisco. But we'll come back, get you up to date on a bunch of things, and get you ready for baseball. It's my first opening segment of 2020 as we've got our full year ahead of us. More coming up right after this.